Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me if you just tuned in. If you've been here a while, thank you for that too. I'm excited about having Administrator Hector Barreto back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's the administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. He's a very important member of our brain trust. You have heard him on this show many times before. He's an unbelievable supporter of all the things that you and I do in our small businesses. And one of the reasons that he is because he is a small business owner. He grew up in a family with a small business. He had his own small business. He knows what it takes to make payroll. And he is just like you and me through and through. Administrator Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back as always, and I'm excited about kicking off another great year for our relationship between you and our audience, and also the work that you and I do together and the different things that we do. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we are too, and we've got a lot of great plans for this year, and we're going to keep building on the success that we had last year. As you know, good friend, you helped us. We had one of the best years in our history last year in terms of total loans that we did, in terms of training that we provided to small businesses, mm-hmm. and also contract opportunities, and we're just going to build on that success this year.
Let's talk about, first I'd like to talk about a little bit of news. There was a very important event last week in the lives of small businesses, and in terms of what actually happened, but also in terms of what I think is going to be a trend, and that's the tort reform event that happened last week. Tell us about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I had an opportunity to go to the White House on Friday when the president signed this new bill. And basically what it's going to do is it's going to curb abusive class action lawsuits. It's a big win for small business. You know, for the last few years, we've talked to a lot of small business people who say, look, I'm spending a lot of my time trying to defend against these abusive lawsuits. Well, a lot of the times they have no merit whatsoever, but I have to spend a lot of money defending myself. Mm-hmm. This new bill is going to prevent a lot of that. It's not to say that if a person is harmed, they shouldn't have the opportunity to seek redress in the courts. We just don't want this to be an abusive situation the way it's been the last few years. So this is great news.
Well, one of the things it's going to do is it's going to take some of the predatory opportunities out of class action lawsuits, isn't it? From a predatory standpoint, not from a merit standpoint.
Exactly. You know, there's a county in Ohio, the president was talking about it, who is known as the county in the United States if you want to sue somebody, regardless if you're from Ohio or not. And the president was saying that this year alone, they've had like double the number of lawsuits because, you know, a lot of folks know that after this law goes into effect, they're not going to be able to do that anymore.
Well, and so what it's doing, it's not preventing class action lawsuits. It's just taking them to the federal courts so that lawyers can't shop around for a favorable county and do basically what's called jury shopping.
That's exactly right, Jim.
And so that's good news in and of itself for small businesses. But what I also like about what happened is that's the first notch in the direction that I hope we're taking toward more tort reform, like holding down costs on medical malpractice and things like
yeah.
that.
Well, and you're absolutely right. That's one of the reasons why we see our healthcare costs going up year after year. You know, the medical malpractice, a lot of the lawsuits that are brought against, the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, a lot of these things just raise that cost. And, of course, you know who ends up paying for all that in the end. It's the small businesses. That's why they see their premiums go up double digits every year. So,
and to the point where maybe we can't even afford insurance.
Well, and a lot of them have just thrown their hands up and say, I can't afford it anymore. I got to choose whether to keep the doors open or to try to pay the cost of my health insurance. That's why some of the other things that we're doing, as you're aware, we want to expand health savings accounts. That's like a health insurance IRA. Mm-hmm. And that'll help small business. But we also, this year, want to get some movement on association health plans. That could help small businesses a lot. And
that's the
biggie. As you know, that's been stuck in the Senate for the last couple of years. So hopefully with the new Senate, we'll be able to make some progress on that.
Well, the Senator Kennedy is the archenemy of association health plans.
And well, there's a few of them that don't want to see it go through, and it's unfortunate because we always tell them, look, if there's a better situation, let's talk about that. But until then, let's at least try this. We think it could save small businesses 25% a year on their health insurance.
Here's what I don't think they get for some reason. Small businesses are half of the U.S. economy. They produce half of the U.S. economy. Why wouldn't you do something that would benefit that half of our economy? I mean, if we could do anything else that impacted that many people, we would do it. Why not for small businesses? That's my question.
I couldn't agree with you more, friend. That's exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Hector Barreto, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. It's 22. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, having a great visit with our good friend, Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, a man like you and me, ladies and gentlemen, who knows what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck. And that's one of the reasons why he's an outstanding administrator of the SBA. And Mr. Administrator, on behalf of all you do for small businesses, we thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Back at you. You do a phenomenal job, and every time I get new reports, I hear that you're bringing new stations on board, so you're able to even impact more small businesses, and we're thankful to you as well.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's talk about the budget. Now, one of the things that I don't get excited about the budget when it first comes out. A lot of people call me, and they want to talk about the budget and that sort of thing, and I say, you know what? We're so far away from actually what we're going to wind up getting. Why talk about something that's so early in the process, even though it is in all the news? But I do want to ask you this question. How is the Small Business Administration going to fare in this year's budget?
We're going to fare great, Jim. I was doing my budget hearings last week, and, you know, you explained it exactly right. You know, as a small business person, you're always interested in the bottom line. So let me tell you what our bottom line is. In fiscal year 2006, because that's the budget we're talking about right now, we're going to have $22 billion in budget authority for loans. That's the most that we've ever had in history. We're going to have over $110 million for technical assistance programs. Remember that over the last few years, we've actually increased the number of people that we're training at the SBA from 1.5 million people a year to 2.5 million a year. And we're also going to have plenty of money for our contracting programs. The last year's available data showed that the federal government bought $65 billion worth of goods and services from small businesses. And with the budget that we're going to have, I think we're going to be able to facilitate even more than that. So the bottom line is very, very healthy. But you're absolutely right. You know, the president, you know, recommends a budget. At the end of the day, Congress is the one that determines what goes into each one of these line items. But I think we're going to be just fine, and we're going to continue breaking records at the SBA, and that's really what the bottom line is.
Well, I'd like to go through a little scenario of how the SBA helps a small business, because a lot of people might not understand this. When they hear you talking about $22 billion in loan guarantees, that sort of thing, folks, here's how it is where the rubber meets the road. We got Joe and Jill, small business owner out there who needs to grow their business. They need to take the next step. They've got a good business model, but they can't quite justify that with the banks, because of the bank regulations these days. They need a little help with the bank getting the capital that they need. The banker can't quite justify, based on their bank's rules, based on the regulators, they can't quite justify the money that this company needs. The SBA steps in. Everybody, the whole package is reviewed again. It's got to be a viable project. The SBA steps in and guarantees the loan, a portion of the loan for the bank, doesn't make the loan. The bank makes the loan, but the SBA steps in and helps out that small business get the capital that they need so that they can grow their business. And Mr. Administrator, I'm proud to say that I'm an example of a company, of a small business that benefited from the SBA loan program.
Well, Jim, I didn't even realize that.
If it weren't for the SBA, I wouldn't be here today.
You know, I hear that as I go around the country. There are literally millions of people in the United States that have benefited from the SBA, but you explained it exactly right. We help get that loan over the finish line because a lot of times the bank wants to make the loan. The small business obviously wants the loan, but they need that extra little push. And when we come in and we guarantee that loan, that bank will say, you know what, we'll make that loan now. And I think that's really where the difference comes in. And we're proud that over the last few years, we've literally doubled the number of loans that the SBA is guaranteeing, and we've also doubled the number of dollars that the SBA is approving. And these budgets that the president recommends help us to do that.
It's the reason why small business has been able to contribute so much to the U.S. economy. And folks, one of my goals in life is to help small businesses get the capital that they need. And in the 21st century, we've got to be a lot more creative and a lot more aggressive in the way we get our capital. And if the SBA can help us, then I think that's a great thing that's available. And Mr. Administrator, I know you understand that. You believe in that, and I appreciate the fact that you're working so hard to help small businesses get the capital that they need. I want to talk about business matchmaking because this is a big deal. Next month, you're going to kick off. And you broke the news on this show a month ago about the new year schedule. But business matchmaking has become a very important part of your administration at the SBA. And I want you to tell us about it. Tell us about Nashville.
Well, absolutely. Well, the first business matchmaking event of the year is going to take place in Nashville, Tennessee on March the 22nd and
is he there? I think we may have lost him. We're going to get him back on. Folks, I know what he was going to say. We're going to dial him back up. I don't know what happened. But anyway, what is going to happen in March, as he said, in Nashville, Tennessee, buyers and sellers, government contractors, government departments who are the buyers, are going to be coming to Nashville, as they have been doing in cities all over the country, coming to Nashville, and they're going to be meeting with small business sellers, people like you and me, who are going to be coming there to work together to meet these buyers and to show them what they have. And the SBA facilitates these meetings. These sellers, these small business companies, are going to be given opportunities to meet with these government contractors and these government departments in meetings that it would take them years to get otherwise if it weren't for the SBA being the facilitator of these meetings. And I want to talk a little bit more about this, and I think we're going to be able to get the administrator back on the line here. Must have had a little phone gremlin, but that's coming up right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Game, the small business advocate, and when I need a friend, I call my friend Hector Barreto because he is a friend to me as a person. He's also a friend to me as a small business owner. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. There's so many things over there that they're doing at the SBA, and so many great things that Hector has inspired and has directed that they do. And Hector, sorry about the telephone problem a minute ago.
No problem, Jim.
This business matchmaking thing is very exciting. How much business do you guys project that the business matchmaking has helped small businesses to acquire?
Well, we already know that $25 million in contracts have been let through those events, with millions more in the pipeline. As you know, you meet somebody, and then the contract may not come through for another 6 months or thereabouts. So, it's been incredibly successful. Those matchmaking events, by the way, we've set up over 25,000 one-on-one appointments. We'll set up a couple of thousand there at the Nashville event.
Right.
And this
right.
is just a way to get people next to the decision makers. I like to say that small businesses have the know-how, they just don't have the know-who.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing. We're putting them in next to the decision makers.
And that's in Nashville on the in March. And that is on the
22nd and 23rd of March in Nashville, Tennessee. And then, of course, you know that a month later we're going to do it again in Washington, D.C. at our Small Business Week at the Expo on the 27th and 28th of April. So all this information is available at businessmatchmaking.com. Or you can go online to SBA.gov and get information on all the things that we've been talking about, the loans and the and the training and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. And so I encourage you, folks, to check that out and check out businessmatchmaking.com. I think you'll like that website. You'll get some good information there. And how many of those are you going to do this year?
Well, you know, we're going to do four major events, but we're also, as you remember, we're piloting a new concept, which we call virtual matchmaking.
Right.
We got about five cities across the United States right now that are doing a pilot. And the purpose of that is that in the future, we'd like to do this business matchmaking, but you don't have to go to an event. You could just do it from your home or your laptop or your office. Well, we'll connect you directly to the buyers.
Right.
We could reach a lot more people that way.
Absolutely.
And technology allows us to do that.
That's exactly right, and that's been the theme this week for me. As I've talked to my audience, is to focus on technology to leverage your business. And folks, this is a good example of that. Folks, I encourage you to find out more about this. What is the set aside for small business? What is the target? 26%?
It's actually 23%.
23%.
And last year, the federal government did close to 24%. And remember, the government's buying more, so it's harder to hit that percentage. But that translates to over $65 billion worth of contracts. That's what's at stake here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the pie, the size of the pie. And we just want to make sure that those small businesses that want to do business with the government have access and have every opportunity and a level playing field.
Right. Well, I'm planning on being in Nashville to broadcast my show, as I have done from other venues, business matchmaking venues. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Mr. Administrator, give us your website again, please.
It's SBA.gov, SBA.gov.
All right, folks, I hope you'll check that out, too. Small businesses create at least half of the U.S. small business, of the U.S. gross national product.
And there's no doubt about it, yeah.
And the U.S. is the largest economy in the world. It's double Japan's, which is number two. If we're half of the U.S. private production, and the U.S. production is double Japan, which is number two, doesn't that really make us tied for second with Japan? Small business as a country?
What you're saying is if you took all the small businesses in the United States, it could be the number one economy in the world.
If we were our own country, we'd be tied for first, actually.
Well, I tell you, Jim, a lot of people are starting to figure that out. Of course, we've known it here in the United States for a long time. I think it's interesting. Last week, I met with my counterpart from England, my counterpart from Israel, my counterpart from Mexico, and they're all coming here saying, we want to do what you guys do at the SBA because we've got to get our small businesses to contribute more of what you guys do. It truly is amazing. You're right. 52% of the gross output of the economy comes from small business. Two-thirds of the jobs come from small businesses. The majority of new technology and innovation come from small businesses. So as you and I like to say, there's nothing small about small business. It really is the engine that fuels our economy.
Absolutely. And folks, the matchmaking event is in March in Nashville. The annual Small Business Week Expo is in Washington, D.C. the last week in April. You can find out more about that at SBA.gov. Also, don't forget businessmatchmaking.com. Mr. Administrator, thank you again for being here. Thank you for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for being such a great champion. I'll see you out there on the road, and keep doing your great job, too.
Thanks again. We'll see you there. Hector Bredow, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.